This week, we've been exploring systemic racism in the food and agricultural sectors. As the stateside team was putting these conversations together, we started thinking about a chef we met. He runs a food tech program at Lakeland Correctional Facility, Chef Jimmy Lee Hill. The food tech program was part of an award-winning documentary that stateside produced called Life on the Inside. We're going to catch up with Chef Hill in just a few minutes. First, just to get you grounded, let's revisit the program at Lakeland Correctional.
Okay, so right now we're getting lunch ready. Today we're going to have a roasted beef tenderloin with a squash sauce that is also has a demi-glaze, and it'll be sitting on top of creamed leeks. My name is Jimmy Lee Hill. I'm the executive chef instructor here at Lakeland Correctional Facility in the Culinary Arts Program, and I've been here for 30 years.
All right.
We get the guys ready for after incarceration. So basically what we do is we teach them everything from safety and sanitation to catering and everything in between. It is my hopes that I get them ready to go to more of high-scale dining so that they can secure a job enough to where they can, you know, support their families.
Here goes on the tip. My name is Charles Ralston. I'm from Lapeer County, and right now I'm just braising these beef tenderloins in some rosemary and thyme and butter, and I'll put them on a pan, and we'll finish roasting them in the oven to medium, and I'm about ready to put a few more on. I first took this program in 1992 under Chef Jimmy Hill, and I got out and came back, and I've been here for 7 years as a tutor now. These spices were in the garden 10 minutes ago. Right before I started, I went out and picked them. What I'm here for is to facilitate what Chef does, because he's only one person. We have 50 people in the class. I help with the math, and I'm sous chef, so I help with the kitchen work and the cutting and teaching them, and just try to give them some skills so when they go out there, they can know what they're doing and not just be thrown into a fast food situation. Everything in that we could have used from the garden we did today. We still have stuff out there like cabbage and carrots, and another run of lettuce is coming, and we have kale, and this program is my whole life. And we're just talking about this morning about dreaming and stuff. Sometimes I'll be sleeping and I'll wake up and with an idea and I want to tell Chef. But, you know, I just go back to sleep. It's the opposite of a nightmare. It's a unique opportunity to teach these guys and see their faces when you show them something and the light comes on and you just see it in their faces. And, I mean, it hits you in the heart, you know what I mean, that you're doing something that is actually means something, something that they'll take with them and they'll remember for the rest of their life. Just baste them a little bit with this butter and rosemary and thyme and give them some nice flavor. Something so simple just makes things taste so good.
12. Okay, as soon as this gets to the smoking point, we're going to start dropping the scallops in.
Well, this is the garde manger department. So what we do over here is cold salads. We also do soups and some other different types of salads. Well, my name is Christopher Dorch. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I've been at this facility for about 4 years, and I've been in food tech something about a year now. These will be pan-seared scallops. They'll be going for a corn scallop and bacon salad. Well, I've been to many different facilities. I've been locked up now for something like 28 years. So I've been to various different facilities, and this program is unlike any program that I've seen at any other facility. It gives you the opportunity so that you can develop your skills, so that you can express yourself, and so that you can make a contribution. And I think that's mainly because of the instructor that we have, Chef Jimmy Hill. He allows us the freedom to be able to experiment, but not go crazy. I think that's important.
I'm going to do the first one, kind of give you a demonstration, and then what I want you to do is you'll take over doing what it is that you see me doing.
When I was in the free world, I was doing short order cook, also in fast food restaurants, in other facilities. I've been clerk, production cook, actually diet cook, all the positions actually in food service. I've worked those, vegan cook, a lot of different things. You can see it starting to get to the smoke point. At that point, we know that our grease is pretty much ready. It's very important when we're doing these scallops that we have a hot pan. To get through my time, I do things like I draw. I love to cook and bake. Actually, I love baking more so than anything else, but educating myself a lot, that helps me. What I hope personally to get for myself is an opportunity to grow, to build myself, to acquire some skills so that I'll be able to, if I do leave upon release, I'll have the necessary skills to do the things that I enjoy doing. I would hope that other individuals would get from it, not simply the skills as far as the cooking, but the personal skills the chef teaches, the humility, those qualities that we need in order to express our true humanity. Yeah.
That look into the food tech program at Lakeland Correctional Facility was produced by Mercedes Mejia. You can hear the full documentary, Life on the Inside, at michiganradio.org. Coming up, we meet Chef Jimmy Lee Hill and one of his former students at Lakeland, who's running a business of his own now in Detroit.
And I remember my interview with Chef Hill. He's talking about, yeah, man, you just want to get over here for the food. I'm like, man, I just get over here for the skill.
That's just ahead on Stateside.